You know, upon first hearing, you might think that Jesus is being rather harsh in today's gospel, especially when he says, "Let the dead bury their dead." Well, this is another one of these instances where we need to understand the context in which this was said. In the time of Jesus, people were usually laid to rest the day that they died. And so that's why there is an urgency in the son's voice to get his dead father buried. However, as we look at the bigger picture, we see that when it comes to following Jesus, nothing must ever stand in the way. It's either 100% or nothing. That's why we could never be lukewarm in our following of the Lord and practicing our faith. So we have before us today this call to be disciples, to follow him. It seems to me, though, that I'm much more able to be a faithful follower of the Lord if I truly love him, if Jesus is the priority in my life, and also know full well that Jesus loves me in return. Then we are able to get behind him. As you well know, we are now in the political season. We were treated to two nights of so-called debates. They were quite entertaining. Nevertheless, those who are of the other side of the aisle want to get behind somebody that they know they can follow, that they know they can trust, that, or to use the term, likability. Well, Jesus fits all of these criteria. He's likable, he's lovable, one can trust him, one always knows that he will keep his promises. What is the phrase? Promises made, promises kept. Well, certainly that applies to our God. Yesterday, we celebrated the beautiful feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In fact, the entire month of June is dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The month of July is dedicated to the precious blood of Jesus. One of the features in yesterday's gospel is the passage that talks about the past craziness of the shepherd. Let me quote that verse. "What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it?" Well, I think most of us would probably say no one. No one would do that. Who would take that great risk of leaving 99 behind, unattended, not under a watchful eye, and go after that one lost soul? It is just bad economics, the businessman would probably say. Why would God fret over one little soul? Why would he even bother? Well, the answer is very simple. It's God's nature to do things like that. It's what God does. He's not going to change. He's always after us. It is simply God being God. Some of you may know from the lives of the saints the great Saint Catherine of Siena, who lived in the 16th century. And she put it this way in Italian, Paso de amore. Paso de amore. I love Italian. Don't you just love it? I mean, just the way you pronounce it and all that kind of good stuff. Paso de amore. Of course, I'm Irish and I'm not very good at Italian. But nevertheless, what that means is, what she was saying is, God is crazy in love. Now, can you imagine one of the saints saying that God is crazy? Well, Saint Catherine said it. But that's the truth. God is crazy in love with us. God is as crazy for you as if you were the only person in the world. We, as human beings, we're finite, not infinite, but finite in our love. And sometimes our love is rather picky or choosy, those kinds of things. I'll love you if you do, or if you look like, or if you have, then I'll love you. But God looks at us and simply says, I love you just the way you are. So today, in order to follow Jesus more closely, let us be aware of how much we are loved and how much we mean to the Lord. Which then leads me to the final thought that I would like to leave with you. You know, having been a high school teacher for 27 years, I often did deal with students, especially one-on-one, who had a very bad self-image, who had questions about why they were born. And after prayer, I came to the conclusion, which I will share with all of you, is that the reason why you were born is because God did not want to have a world in which you did not exist. And there's, without you, this world is incomplete. It's unfinished. So there's meaning, there's purpose in your life. Even at, if you're older and you're riddled with arthritis or something else like that, your life still has meaning and purpose. So today, let us be true disciples of the Lord. Let us bask in the love that Jesus has for us. And let us also be devoted to his Sacred Heart.